Okay, this is better. Our mom, she defied all the laws of aging. Last Tuesday, she mowed the front lawn. She grew younger every time we talked or met. When Pastor Stoltz came to our house Saturday, he saw our domestic comedy and rich action. Mom's legacy, in part, was the Lucy Show, in part, my little Margie, and in part, I married an angel, and this legacy is intact. Thank you, Pastor Stoltz, for your words in helping to capture her irresistible spirit and her beauty. And thank you, Dad, for helping for guarding and letting flower this one-of-a-kind flame that burns in our lives so brightly. It has flickered and danced and ignited us all. For 56 years, you have kept step with one of the wonders of the world, and she was your twin soul. Your kinship is surely legendary. We were all so lucky to live with her. Her merriment and brightness goes on in all of us. She teaches us how to make lemonade out of lemons. She was the master. She, with Dad and her brother John, who is here, once at their homestead in Redding, Iowa, were burning some scrap wood when the wind came up and it burned the old barn down. Seeing how tired and hungry everyone was from working to keep the fire from spreading, when the barn was in embers, she grabbed hot dogs from the kitchen and roasted them over the open embers, because it wouldn't be good to waste that good fire. Well, the last hymn today takes me to last Sunday when I had called up my mom on the phone. That was the last time I called her. And I asked her if she would remember this song. It was just playing in my mind. And it hadn't been sung in this church because it was in the children's hymnal. So, I don't know, I must have sung it quite a few times on my way to Scott School Elementary 40 years ago, because there it was. So thank you to Pastor Obert for finding this song. It was on my mind. I had brought some theology books at a garage sale in Salida from a professor of religion, and I called her to find out if our church had settled these differences of schools of thought. And there was a lot in the book about, was the New Testament a realizing eschatology, or meaning prophetic, as Albert Schweitzer had pointed out, or was it a completed one, you know? Or so anyway, there were these thoughts that I had planted in her, and so I'm sure she started on a little bit of looking at that. So that was also part of her recent thinking. And in Colorado a few weeks ago, she was mystified why we were able to see a movie that apparently no other city has come out with, and it was called Joshua, and it was completely inspirational. And I'm sure she would urge you to try to see it when it comes to video, because it disappeared. It's called Joshua. And the last thing is what I wrote on the plane. She was Margaret Elaine, Emmy. Dad took her to eat in wonderful places in Paris and Occam, in London and Tokyo, Acapulco, Xochimilco Gardens, and the pyramids of Mexico, the Smoky Mountains, the fairs of the world. She left her life in Iowa to see the ventures of the city life and found a treasure in my dad. They made their simple life on Emerson Street a sumptuous feast, friends and family and church and overseas adventures. She even visited Egypt and Greece. 2 or 3 weeks out of every summer, the family of six would travel someplace new. She was a bringer of hotel soaps and a sender of always amazing news articles. You didn't just get a card or a letter in the mail. You would get magazine clippings with different parts labeled for Troy or Alicia or Frank. Her heart was big, her mind was so bright, and her spirit was fun and free. Yet I believe deeply inside she was shy and vulnerable, and of course tremendously full of faith. And faith means knowing there are no accidents. So I believe the car event was Mom's knowing at her level of her angel awareness that she couldn't bear to be without her beloved, to be without my dad. She knew he has the courage and strength to finish any things that were left undone. So this would become a way for us to advance in all her passion for life and her compassion for all. So thank you to all of you that come today. And yesterday there were over 200 people that attended. And with today, I'm sure there's over 300 that give us your comfort. And Mom, you are ME, or you are me. Oh, there's a card. It was my mom's birthday is June the 1st. She would have been, 81. And well, what it says is, I remember, it says, when I look into your eyes, I see me. Well, that's in my wildest dreams. But when I look into my heart, I see you. I would hope to accomplish such service and such love as she did. You inspire my awe and my humility eternally.